So over the next 40 minutes, we will be doing a mindful yoga practice. So we can begin by lying down on the floor on a mat and letting your feet fall away from each other and letting your arms be alongside of your body, but not touching the body, with the palms facing up, if that's okay. And then just settling in here. Settling into this posture. And perhaps noticing all the points of contact with the mat. And letting yourself relax into this lying down posture and letting go of the thoughts of the day. And tuning into the movement of the abdomen as the belly expands with the in-breath. And then falls as you release the out-breath. And just watching the breath come and go. And seeing if it's possible with each out-breath to release into the floor a bit more, and letting the floor do the work of holding up your body. And just dropping into this moment-to-moment awareness. And if you want to, you can let the eyes close. And even just doing a mini body scan, just looking around in the body with your attention, noticing any sensations that are calling out to you, any areas of tension in the body, and just noticing these things and letting the breath flow in and out of the body. And perhaps you can notice some anticipation, expecting some movement and some stretching in this practice. So noticing what that's like, and seeing if it's possible to invite this stillness in this moment. Letting the body settle into this lying down posture. And it's important to remember that when we do begin the stretching and yoga practice, to pay very close attention to your body and what your body needs, and being ready to let go of my instructions at any point and taking care of your body in whatever way it needs to be taken care of. And just working with the edge of your limits, not pushing past them, but just enough so that you can feel the body stretching or moving. So let's begin now by very slowly, mindfully paying close attention to the slightest bits of movement, and very slowly bringing the left foot, sliding it along the mat so that the left foot eventually is flat, close up towards the buttocks, with the knee pointing towards the ceiling. And then doing the same with the right foot, slowly bringing the right foot so that it's next to the left foot, so that both knees are pointing towards the ceiling now and the 2 feet are flat on the mat, as close to the buttocks as is comfortable for you. And then bringing your attention now to the area of the lower back. And right at the lower back area, there's usually a bit of an arch in the lower back. And breathing in, and then on an exhale, pressing the lower back down so that you're letting the lower back be in full contact with the mat, and letting the breath flow in and out as you keep the lower back pressed against the floor. Noticing how the breath is able to move in and out even though the abdomen is doing some work. And then letting the lower back come up off the floor a little bit and letting that arch reestablish itself. And then now just moving back and forth, pressing the lower back down to the mat, and you'll notice that the pelvis might pivot a bit, and then pivoting the pelvis forward and letting the lower, that arch of the lower back reestablish itself. And then just moving very gently back and forth, just rocking the pelvis gently and pressing the lower back into the floor, into the mat. And then when you rock the pelvis forward a bit, the arch will reestablish itself. And then when you lift the pelvis up and the lower back presses into the mat. And just doing this gentle rocking motion. And you might notice that your breath might just naturally find its rhythm of exhaling as you press the lower back to the floor, and then inhaling as the lower back comes off the floor. So riding the waves of the breath and just attending to this gentle rocking of the pelvis. And then whenever you're ready, just bringing some stillness. And letting a couple of deep in-breaths and out-breaths help you settle. And now with the 2 feet still flat on the mat, we'll just lift them off the mat a little bit and bringing the knees towards the chest and reaching up with the hands and either wrapping around the outsides of the knees or between the thigh and the calf. And just bringing the knees towards the chest, being very gentle, just noticing the stretch. And then letting your body move a little bit to the left and the right, so that you're giving the lower back a gentle massage. And seeing if you, as best you can, keeping your attention on the movement of the body, the sensations of the rocking, and the sensations of the lower back muscles as they get this gentle massage. And if the mind should wander, just bringing it back whenever you become aware that it has wandered. And maybe if it's comfortable for you, you might want to try bringing your head off the mat a bit and bringing the head towards the knees and the knees towards the chest. And rocking again a little bit. And then coming to stillness. And feeling the sensations in the neck and the legs and maybe even the arms. And then very gently, slowly bringing your head back down to the mat if you've lifted it. And noticing how the muscles of the neck release once the floor takes over. And then very gently letting the hands release and letting them come down to the sides of the body. And letting the feet find their way back to the mat. And then starting with the right foot, letting the right foot slide back down so that the right leg is straight. And then doing the same with the left foot. And this way the left foot or leg is straight. And finding ourselves here once again in the corpse pose. And noticing any changes in the breath, even with this slight bit of stretching. And just letting yourself settle back into stillness. And then when you're ready now, allowing your arms to slowly lift off the mat, and then they'll go in a full arch all the way to the point where they are extended above the head towards the wall. But slowly bringing them up, they come into your field of vision, your if you want to have your eyes open, and then letting the arms stretch all the way above your head so that the hands now and arms are stretching in one direction and the legs and feet are stretching in another. And then letting the whole body stretch in this way. And then seeing if it's possible to let the belly be soft. And noticing how the breath can move in and out, even while you're stretching your arms and legs. And then when it feels right, letting your arms relax and your legs relax and just come in contact more with the floor, keeping them above your head. And now just letting your body rest here in this posture. Just breathing in and out, allowing yourself to be fully present with this body, with this breath, and this moment. And now bringing your attention to the right arm and the right leg. And let's stretch the right side of the body, stretching the right arm and the right leg. So the arm is reaching towards the wall behind it and the right leg is stretching, and then noticing how the right side of the body can be engaged in a stretch, and then your left side can remain relaxed, the left arm and the left leg, letting them relax, and as you stretch the right leg and the right arm and the feeling the stretch perhaps in the armpit and the torso, and down past the hip and all the way down to the toes. And noticing how the face can be, does not have to be involved in this, the face can be relaxed even as we stretch. And then taking a nice deep breath in. And then on the exhale, releasing the stretch and letting the muscles of the arm and leg on the right side release. And taking a nice slow, deep breath in and out. And then on an inhale, as you inhale, just beginning the stretch on the left side of the body, stretching the left leg and the left arm, stretching them out as far as you can and without straining too much, but just enough, just kind of working with the edges. And again, noticing how you can allow the right side of the body to remain relaxed, and the left side now is engaged in this stretch, and the face and jaw can be relaxed, and the belly can be relatively soft as the breath moves in and out. And then on an exhale, releasing the stretch, letting your left leg and left arm relax and fall to the floor, and just letting your whole body now soften into the mat. And noticing any echoes of the stretch that you were just engaged in. And now let's stretch diagonally across the body. So we'll stretch the right arm and the left leg. So stretching the right arm and the left leg, and keeping the left arm and right leg relax. So seeing if you can feel this stretch of the right arm and then sort of diagonally across the torso and to the left leg, and then releasing the stretch and letting the breath come and go. And then when it feels right, bringing that diagonal stretch to the other side, so the right leg and the left arm now can stretch, and noticing the stretch as it crosses across the body. So the right leg and left arm is stretching, and the left leg and right arm is remaining at ease. And just continuing to breathe as you stretch. And then letting an exhale release the stretching, and letting the body settle back into the mat. And then let's very slowly get ourselves back into the corpse pose, but very slowly. So we're going to bring the arms now in this very slow arch, feeling the weight of the arms as we begin to lift them off the mat. Perhaps if your eyes are closed, you can let them open a bit, and you'll notice the arms very slowly coming into the field of vision, and noticing the sensations of the arms and perhaps the circulation, some pulsing in the fingers. Just letting them very slowly come down or through the air here, and then begin to head down towards the mat, and turning the palms upwards before you reach the mat, and then noticing the points of contact that as the arms just reach the mat, and then being there for that moment of release when there is no longer any efforting going on in the muscles of the arms. And letting a full deep breath in and out complete the landing. And so settling into the corpse pose once again. And resting here in the aftermath of what we've just asked the body to do. And then when you're ready now, very slowly bringing the left foot towards the buttocks again so that it slides along the mat. And the left foot is flat on the mat with the left knee now facing the pointed towards the ceiling. And then ever so slowly, mindfully, aware of the micro movements, we're going to slowly lift the right leg, keeping the knee as straight as is possible for you, by just bringing the right leg, noticing immediately the changes in the hips and the muscles of the thighs, and bringing the right leg now as close to perpendicular as is possible for you. Not pushing too far, just bringing it to a point that you can notice some sensation in the right leg as it is doing this work, the muscles of the right leg. And so wherever you wind up, just holding your leg there for a bit, and maybe you can crank the ankle, the right ankle, in one direction and then in another. And now let's get the hands involved. So bringing the arms up and the hands and reaching and wrapping your hands around the leg, wherever works for you, either behind the knee or the thigh or further up the leg towards the calf. And just playing with the stretch a bit, being gentle. And then if it feels right for you, seeing if it's possible to bring the head off the mat a bit so that you're bringing your forehead in the direction of the knee. And just breathing. And on each exhale, playing with the edges of this stretch here, just noticing the sensations in the body. And if you'd like to increase the stretch a bit, you can slowly straighten out your left leg so that the left leg now is straight, even as you continue to keep the right leg in this lifted posture with the forehead coming towards the knee. And noticing how whatever sensations you're having, that there's a spaciousness that you can invite so that the sensations are there, contained within this spacious awareness. And then letting the left foot come back to the mat if you've stretched it out, and then slowly bringing the right, or slowly bringing your head down to the mat, and then being there for that release when the neck muscles no longer are working to keep the head up. And then just slowly letting this halting unfold, bringing your arms back down to the mat. And then very slowly, almost as if someone were to glance at your way, it might not even seem as though you were moving. And very slowly bringing your right leg, letting the right leg find its way back to the mat. and being there for those first moments of contact, and being there when the muscles of the right leg release and completing the landing with a nice deep breath. And then letting the left foot now slide back down so that now both legs are straight again. And finding ourselves once again in the corpse pose. And now we'll do that on the other side. So we'll bring the right foot slowly towards the buttocks and letting the right foot be flat on the mat with the right knee pointing towards the ceiling. And then very gently bringing the left leg, keeping the knee straight as is possible for you, and slowly bringing the left leg off the mat and getting it as close to perpendicular with the floor as is possible for you in this moment. Remember that we are practicing with accepting our limits and our abilities as they present themselves in this moment. And so cranking the ankle and the foot around in one direction and then in the other direction. And then now bringing the hands up and just reaching and getting a hold of the left leg wherever seems right for you, either at the knee or the calf or at the thigh. And then bringing the head off the mat and bringing the forehead towards the leg or towards the knee, being very gentle and easy. And as we did before, if you'd like to, if it feels right for you, if you'd like to increase the stretch a bit, you can slowly stretch out your right leg so that the right leg is stretched out straight and the left leg continues to be off the mat, somewhere near perpendicular perhaps, or not, with the head and forehead moving towards the leg and the arms helping out. And just breathing in and out with this stretch. And then very slowly bringing the right foot back to the, so that it's flat on the mat, and then letting the head make its journey towards the mat, and then coming in for a soft landing on the mat, and the muscles of the neck releasing, and then letting the arms now release and slowly find their way back down to the mat. And always trying to be there as best you can for those moments of contact and the moments when the muscles release. And then now letting the left leg make its slow and gradual journey towards the mat. And then being there for that, the moments of contact and the soft landing. And letting a deep breath complete the soft landing. And then now letting the right foot slide down so that once again we're back in the corpse pose. And just noticing how the body feels now after what we've asked it to do. And letting the breath just continue to flow in and out naturally. And we'll do one more stretch or posture. So let's start by bringing the left foot, again bringing it towards the buttocks and letting the left foot be flat on the floor, and then bringing the right foot also slowly up towards the buttocks so that again your 2 feet are flat on the floor on the mat and the knees are pointing towards the ceiling. And just resting here a bit. And now, imagining that there's a string attached to your belly button, and that the string is very gently being pulled towards the ceiling. So, it's very slowly letting your pelvis and belly rise up off the mat so that you're supporting yourself on your feet and on your shoulder blades. This is the half bridge pose. So bringing your buttocks and pelvis off the mat as best you can, and then just holding the posture here for a bit. And seeing how much the abdomen can expand with the in-breath now. Both the belly and also in the back area. So letting the breath come and go. And noticing the sensations of the body as you keep yourself in this posture. The buttocks are engaged and the thighs. And then when you're ready, imagining like an old watch chain slowly being put down on a dresser. So you're very slowly going to vertebrae by vertebrae bring your back in contact with the mat, vertebrae by vertebrae, and noticing how as the lower back gets in contact with the mat and being aware of the moment when the entire back now is being supported by the floor. And letting a deep breath complete that soft landing. And then let's do that one more time. So, again, imagining a string attached to your belly And then lifting slowly up towards the ceiling. And moving into this half bridge pose as best you can. And feeling the bones of your body holding the rest of your body up. And breathing in and out. And then very slowly, vertebrae by vertebrae, coming back down in contact with the mat. Paying particular attention as the lower back comes in contact with the mat. And that sense of release once the floor is supporting your back. And letting a full breath complete the landing for you. And then letting now the right foot slide along the mat and stretch out straight. And then the left foot sliding along the mat and letting the left leg stretch out straight. And then resting here in the corpse pose, aware of your breath and aware of your body, and just scanning through the body now and noticing what's available to you in this moment. What sensations are present or absent? And how the body feels after spending some time gently stretching it and attending to it. And breathing now into the whole body, so that on the in-breath, the entire body fills with the in-breath. And then on an exhale, the entire body releases the breath. And bringing a sense of gratitude and congratulating yourself for having given yourself this time and this, given your body this compassionate attention. And just resting here in the corpse pose for a moment.